Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to PDG's third quarter of 2011 earnings conference call. We would like to inform you that this call and the slides are being broadcast on the internet at the company's website, www.pdg.com.br/ri, and that a presentation is available to download at the investor information section. Also, this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer section. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of PDG management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of PDG and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Zeka Grabowski, CEO. Mr. Grabowski, you may begin your conference.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody. This is Zeka speaking. Thanks for your attention today. I'm here with our IR team to talk about the third quarter results and also about our thoughts for the remainder of 2011 and for 2012. The quarter results were, once again, consistent and according to the expectations, and I will let Michel, Julia, and Pedro Thompson talk more about them soon. The main point to highlight was the cash generation, better than expected and much different than the number for the first and second quarter of this year. With this cash generation, we were able to reduce significantly our net debt to equity ratio, also very good news. Talking about the recent highlights and events, first page of the presentation. First of all, let's say thanks again for your votes. We were very proud to be very well positioned in the Institutional Investor Awards, not only the company, the CEO, CFO, IR. So we really did a home run this year, thanks to you. And I think, let's say, and I hope this is a reflect that the relationship that we have with our investors are very positive, and we plan to continue with that. The second point, we already mentioned that we were discussing that with them, is the renewal of the job contracts for Milton and Paulo from Goldfarb. We finalized the negotiations with them, and we extended their contract for more years until the end of 2015. And also we did a renegotiation of the share swap mechanism that we have in place to create two more years of alignment of interest. So the final portion of the payment for the acquisition of Goldfarb will reflect, instead of only the year of 2011, will reflect 2011, 2012, and 2013 years. So we believe this was positive and created a longer-term and stronger alignment of interest with the two of them. And on top of that extended period to 2015, they agreed to have an obligation of up until 2020, between 2015 and 20, to not work for any of the public companies, our competitors in the residential development sector. So I think this is positive, and that's also good news. The other fact that occurred recently, we increased our stake in Agri Urbanismo. In reality, the idea, as we become 100% owner of the company, is to make it the vehicle inside PDG for any land parceling that we can do in the future, not only for the sale of individual lots, as it does today, but probably more in the direction of creating new areas for the development of residential units for PDG as a whole. We believe that for a company of the size of PDG, it's important to have a vehicle in that segment to keep creating new areas instead of just depend on acquisition of already urbanized lots, sites. The other line, talking about the PDG Securitizadora, we continue on a quarterly basis to do new issuances of receivables through the securitization company, and we plan to continue with that activity more and more. We believe interest rates going down as they are going now, and they look like will continue to go next year. Let's say this will be a good business for us. The next issue, partnership with Marriott, let's say we did another step in that direction. We were able to present numerous deals to Marriott. They chose five projects in five different cities, and we are now going into more detail in those five projects, going through the project approval and the budget definition, and we have between 90 to 180 days to finalize the contracts with them to sell the projects or the hotels for Marriott or Marriott's investors. So we now need the approvals and need the final budget to get to an agreement with Marriott and go forward with the construction itself. Just to remind you, as we already talked about, PDG will not be investing on the hotels, will be providing development and construction services to Marriott or Marriott's investors. The final point, which is the most important, let's say, talking about our guidance for 2012. We defined, together with our board of directors, the new guidance for 2012. Between 9 and 11 billion of launchings, okay, for next year. So this guidance is consistent with our priority of continuing to be cash flow positive throughout 2012 with a 10 to 20% growth in our launches, The idea of establishing a wider range starting with 9 billion, which is probably going to be the exact number of 2011 launchings, is just to be a little bit more conservative, considering that we don't know exactly how the European economic crisis will develop and if it will affect the Brazilian economy and how. So that's why instead of doing a more narrow guidance that would be probably 10 to 11 billion, we decided to make it a wider range to be conservative, okay? So far, in the fourth quarter, our launches and sales pace continues to be similar to the third quarter, and we are very confident to achieve the 9 billion or 9 billion and something launchings for 2011 with a good speed of sales in the fourth quarter as well, okay? We've been launching many projects so far. The idea is to stop the launchings for sure before Christmas, so by the second week of November, and to achieve very comfortably second week of December, and to achieve our guidance very comfortably in the fourth quarter. The other priorities, talking about 2012, or important points that we are going to be tracking for next year are the following. First of all, the implementation of SAP in Agri, which will allow us a deeper integration in the back office and provide some gains of scale in the G&A side. That is something to be happening by the end of the year, beginning of next year. So this is something very important for 2012. The second point, let's say, is the delivery of units from projects with big delays and that are usually with cost overruns and poor margins. We've been delivering a lot of those projects so far in 2011. We will continue to do in the remainder of the year, okay, as we achieve our 33 to 35,000 units delivered for 2011. and will finalize to deliver those projects in the first and second quarter of next year. So for sure, for the second half of 2012, the mix inside of our accounting numbers will be much better than today's mix, because, let's say, the numbers from those old projects will not be having influence any longer on our balance sheet. So with all that in place, our expectation for 2012, especially in the second half of the year, is to become more efficient and with better margins, and with the return on equity growing towards our 20% benchmark that we had in the past. Okay, now I'll pass to Julia to continue with the numbers for the third quarter.
Hi, good morning everyone. Since you are already familiar with the operational data, I will cover it briefly and focus only on the main points. So going to slide 5, the slide 5 presents data on launches. So we reached 2.65 billion reais this quarter, up by 30% compared to the same period last year. Over the past 9 months, we launched 6.5 billion reais, 32% higher than the same period last year. Taking into consideration the initial guidance point of 9 billion, this shows that we have already reached 72% of the guidance for the full year. So we are comfortable, as Zeca said, to reach the guidance this year. During the quarter, we launched 8,109 residential units, totaling 25,000 units during the first 9 months of the year, 35% less than the same period of last year. The trend this year is to launch around 35,000 units of residential units by the end of this year, maintaining the same handover levels, reflecting the same internal production capacity for PDG. Moving to the next slide, with more details on sales, we sold 1.9 billion reais this quarter, with sales over total supply at 27%. 55% of these sales consisted of units in inventory. Consequently, the outlook is that we continue to hold a very good inventory in a very good level, indicating sales over total supply at around 25%. At our current sales rate, we can liquidate our inventory in less than 3 quarters. You can see in slide 7 that the income brackets and geographical distribution remain unchanged, meaning that our launches are located in the right place, targeting the correct segments and confirming that we are offering products that are suitable for specific locations. Thanks to our flexibility, we are selecting the best place for these launches. An important event this quarter was the launch of 2 commercial projects, offering small offices for sale, accounting for 17% of our total PDG launch. Over the last 9 months, the business segment accounted for only 7% of the total launch, and we still intend to launch 70 to 80% as residential units priced under 500,000 reais. The rest will be residential units above 500,000 reais, commercial and land parceling projects. However, our goal is to focus on the funding provided by Brazil's Housing Financing System, SFH, and My House, My Life funding. Moving on, the next slide shows the unit delivery schedule. By October, we delivered 20,500 units, reaching 71% of the initial scheduled points. As you can see, this confirms our commitment for delivery, keeping in mind that commitment is vital in order to keep our firm control over the cash flow. The next slide presents our land bank, with no major changes. During the quarter, we bought around 1.7 billion in PSV, with 85 throw swaps and 15% in cash. We thus continue with the same approach of limited cash exposure with a land bank with 2.5 to 3 years of operation. Our goal today is to generate cash for the company with a very comfortable land bank. And it's worthwhile stressing that we have not revised the price of the project in our land bank. And if the PSV of land acquired before 2009 were updated, this would represent more than 49% of our land bank. That's our number today. And this would provide us a better gross margins because of the inexpensive and old land bank. We continue to operate in major state capitals all over Brazil, and where gains of scales can be obtained with fair competition. And I would like to remind you that 90% of the projects in our land bank consist of residential units priced under R$500,000, maintaining our exposure in this segment. And now I pass the word over to Pedro Thompson, who will talk about the financial earnings.
Thank you, Julia. Good morning, everyone. Pedro Thompson speaking. In this slide, we see the key financial indicators. The most relevant issue in our financial figures was the net revenue in $1.8 billion. Our adjusted gross margin is 37.1%, showing an increase over the last quarters. Our adjusted net income is $265 million this quarter. The EBITDA for 9-month period is $1.2 billion with a margin of 25%, one of the best in the industry. Now I will pass to Michel.
Hi, everybody. This is Michel speaking. I went to page 11 of the presentation. I want to talk about the indebtedness, and actually the most important point here is really to talk about the cash flow. As you saw, we generated a positive cash flow of R$165 million. And this was really based on several things that worked very well throughout our strategy since the beginning of the year. One important thing, much lower capex in terms of land bank acquisition. On average, we had around 30 to 40% on cash payments in our land bank. This quarter, this amount was lower than 15% on the land bank. So we invest less cash in the land bank. Secondly, we are improving quarter over quarter the cash management of the cash that we have in each one of the developments that we have. And the third thing is really regarding to clients approved by the banks. Remember that in the second quarter when we released the number was a negative cash flow around R$520 million. We stressed at that point that several developments that we had completed in terms of construction from Agri, we didn't get the approval from the banks by that time. This amount, in part, was because the projects were delivered to the area that deals with the client's approvals by the end of the quarter. And on top of that, we had to improve a lot the quality of this platform within Agri. What we did, as we said, in our last conference call with the second quarter results, we integrated the Agri management team together with the Gold Farm management team that has been dealing with that for PDG overall since the beginning. This area has a strong expertise on that, so we've been able to get these delays under the client's approvals in the bank. That generated for us around 200 million reais of cash in the quarter. The question that arises really, how will you see the next quarter? This is a one-off of 200 million reais, or do we have more of that? For sure, it's very difficult to predict if it's more 100 million reais or less 100 million reais in terms of cash, really, because if we have the deliveries of the units within the beginning of the quarter, more of the deliveries are in the beginning, it's easier to get most of that cash by the end of the quarter. If most of the deliveries are concentrated by the end of the quarter, it's more difficult to have this cash within the quarter. So what we see for the next quarter is really being around cash flow neutral and some cash flow generation. It really depends on the delivering of these units. One important thing to highlight is so far we delivered 23,500 units. We expect to deliver by the end of this year something around 33,000 units. With that amount of units, we have a very large excess of cash, of potential receivables to be approved by the banks and generate excess cash on PDG, or in the other side, cancellation of construction debt with the banks. So what's the movement on PDG and why we're optimistic for the short term and mainly the long term? We are delivering a lot of units. With that, we have enough money to come back. So 1 year ago, we had a volume of 20,000 units by the whole year of 2010. This year, we'll have 33,000 units. On top of that, the units that we got from Agri, they are, on average, twice more expensive than our past mix of PDG. So that's exactly where the money coming from the cash flow. The other important thing, what's the next question that arises? For next year, if you grow 20%, are you capable of growing, generating cash? To do in between 9 to 10.5 billion reais, we don't need to have any additional cash investment on the capex side more than predicted. So we are very comfortable with that. If we want to do more than 10.5 billion reais, we'll need to invest something around 200 million reais in cash. But still, we'll still generate a lot of free cash flow in the operation. So having said that, what's the conclusion? We started the quarter with a net debt to equity, excluding securitization, at 57.6%, and we finalized the quarter with 53.6%. If we consider securitization within the debt side, we started the quarter, or we ended the second quarter, with 77.5% of net debt to equity, and we decreased that level to 71.5% of net debt to equity. So overall, I believe that as a company, we are much more, I believe that we are crossing the bridge in terms of being cash flow neutral and starting to generate excess of cash flow to be really free cash flow company in the coming quarters within PDG. So overall, that's the highlights that we have on the cash flow and that I wanted to highlight as for the presentation. Another important thing that Leca reminded me is really regarding for next year, return on equity. It's an important question that has been arising from our investors. I believe that we'll be in a range up to 20%, probably will range in between 18 to 20%. As though as we deliver these old units from Agri, that by the end of the first half of next year, all of them are delivered, we will have a company with an outstanding margin much higher than the current one. We really have a room to have 200 bps of higher margin than what we have today with the new projects that Agri has been delivering, has been launching under PDG. So now I will pass to the M&A, to the question, sorry, and then we conclude the conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the question and answer section. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. At any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Once more, that's star, then 1 to ask a question. Our first question comes from Marcelo Mota of JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Congratulations for the results. My question is regarding revenue growth. During the first half, we saw revenues growing year over year around 35-30%, and this year, this quarter it grew only 19%. Just wondering if it's a trend or it's related to the cash generation this quarter, so it BTG decided to have a better management of construction, is going down a bit. I mean, just wondering if you could comment a little bit on this.
Hi, Mota, this is Julie speaking. The revenue is just a case that we now we are recognizing the projects that we, because the growth that we saw last year was the growth that we did in 2007 up 2009. That was more in terms of a participation of growth than when we are doing in 2008 to 2009. So this growth changes a little bit our revenue this year if you compare to last year. So it's a case of launches, growth in launches in 2009 up 2010 and 2007 up 2008.
Perfect. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Felipe Rodriguez from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. I was wondering if you guys would be able to give some colors on the expected cash flow for 2012. Let's say for a launch of $10 billion next year, what would be a good range of cash flow expected? Thanks.
Hi, Felipe. This is Michel. Good question. But like internally, we are working to have in between 400 to 800 million reais of free cash flow for next year. So it really depends if you are doing 10 and below or 10 or more of launches next year.
Because of the land bank acquisition.
Yeah.
The bigger difference will depend on how much we spend in cash for land bank acquisition. So if we see that the launches are more above 10 towards 11 billion, and we want to increase the land bank faster, that might be the case that we spend more cash.
Land bank acquisition, even bank with
more swaps than in the past. And as we see that the overall activity for the sector will probably not be increasing a lot for next year, probably the land bank acquisition will also be a little bit easier next year than this year. So I would say we will probably not be doing a lot of cash investment for land bank next year. So let's see if this range that Michel mentioned probably will be more towards the mid of the range or above. Okay? Thank you.
And would you still be comfortable with 3 years of land bank, or are you thinking about increasing that eventually going forward if you're able to do more swap than cash?
I would say 3 years is more than enough, and we're always comfortable with 2.5 to 3 years of land bank. Might be some cases, let's say, if we are able to develop bigger areas, maybe through the land parceling company, the Urbanismo, that we now have 100%, might be the case that in some areas we have a longer-term land bank. If
it's what the typical site acquisition
that we do, and the overall land bank in 3 years is more than okay.
Great, Zeke. Thanks for the answer.
Thank you. This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Grabowski for any closing remarks.
Okay, thanks everybody for the attention. I hope the discussion was good for you to understand better what we are planning for 2012. We continue to see a very positive scenario for real estate in Brazil in the coming years. So for sure, let's say the banks continue to be very aggressive on their mortgage financing business, not only Caixa Econômica Federal and Banco do Brasil from the government-owned side, but all the major private banks as well. They continue to be very positive and, let's say, helping us speed up the transfer of clients to them, which will be, let's say, for sure, very important to us next year. So we continue to be very positive. And as usual, let's say, please feel free to call us with your questions, with your suggestions. So the IR team is here for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This thus concludes today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time and have a nice day.